It's a special nachas ruach to be here. Her pleasure was one of the very chashava and beloved talmidim. Ravina Mizrain of Racha was the one that the yeshiva is named after, who was the Rebbe who really put so much in. And Baruch Hashem, so many of his talmidim have done so many wonderful things. And such a tremendous nachas ruach to see the peiros of all of that. This week's parasha is the parasha Matan Torah, and it's also the parasha of Emuna. And I'd like to speak a little bit about understanding a certain knach about Emuna that is perhaps lost on us, or the understanding of where Emuna comes in. The Rambam learns, as many Mishainim, that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah's essay to believe. Emunah, that's that is from that. The obvious kasha, smagna, others don't have it listed as a mitzvah. The obvious question is that it's almost a conundrum to have a mitzvah and emunah. Manavshach, the person believes, so go to step two. If a person doesn't believe, making it a mitzvah sese is not going to be very, very helpful. That's the obvious question. And there are many, many terutzim. The simplest of the chapshat is the mechazik emuna and so on. But more than that, it's a very strange mitzvah in that it's written without a chiyuv or without an iser. And there was all mitzvahs have a format. It either tells you to do something, so it would say, I don't know, hamin tamin or something, or would say lo yilochil machirim, which it does say lo yilochil machirim. So if it is a mitzvah, then besides the question as to how can you be mitzvah on a mitzvah, the format is extremely strange. There is no format like that in the Torah, where you have no word that's telling you to do something, no word, not even vahafta, not tira, nothing. It's just telling you anoich Hashem alekecha, and that becomes a chiyuv mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is it? The other nekuda that seems strange in the Kabbalah is the nasa v'nishma part of it. Nasa v'nishma, so the fact that Torah says nasa, that's one. Fine, we're doing it. The nishma afterwards is, obviously it's a question of, so what is it about? What's the point of it? The phrase nasa v'nishma is, it's a soy that the malachi asharis are oimer on it. I mean, it means, what does it mean? It means malachim do what they're told to do. So the nasa part, we understand what that shayach to malachim. Well, where does the nishma come in? Is it the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Is that what it is? So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is also a nasa as such. So what's the nishma part of it? In as much as you need a nishma to make a decision to know what to do, that should come before. In as much as we're talking about learning mitzvah Talmud Torah and so on, then it's something which Bechura is also part of the Asiyah. What's the Asiyah? It's just learned. So I'd like to a little bit discuss the Inyan. I want to use a Nekuda that the Maral speaks about and understand the Oymek a little bit of what he's saying. The Maral speaks in Tiferes Yisrael and other places, Chodesh. He speaks about the Kofalem Harkigigis. Since Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Beratzin, why did he need a Kofalem Harkigigis? He speaks about he mentions Tosfos and so on. He says his own gang's own Mahalach. The Maral Mahalach in general, he speaks about different in Yonim and he calls them Muchrochim. as opposed to things that are not muchrach. Those are called derech omed. He has different lashonis which describe things that are muchrach, things that are not muchrach. Let's a little bit try to picture it, where what that would be like. A person, there are two types of instructions you give a person. If I tell a person that if you will drive the car for 200 miles, it will run out of gas and the car will not go further. That's one instruction. So I tell a person, be careful to fill it with gas, you know, before 200 miles. There's another instruction that I tell a person, the best way that's kedai to drive from point A to point B is here, there, the other place. The two statements, both of them are telling you what's kedai. Both of them are telling you what's good, but there's a world of difference in what I'm saying exactly. One, I'm defining a metzias. I'm telling a person that if you put X amount of people in this room, the floor will sink. That's a metzias. Then I can tell a person that if you have X amount of people in the room, it's not comfortable, people don't like it, it's crowded, and so on. I'm not describing a metzias. I'm describing something that is an idea of mine, an understanding of mine, and so on. Both statements come with the same type of, make sure you don't have more than 100 people in the room over here. One of them is a result of a certain metzias. One of them is the result of something that I would like to be, that I would like to happen, that I feel is good. The chachmas ateva, the chachmas of what we call science today, are chachmas that start with a metzias. The Greeks used to sit and think about what's the ideal way for the world to function. If a circle is an ideal orbit, then everything, then all heavenly bodies go in circles. That was their kav machshava. They were philosophers. We start with a metzias, and we look around at the metzias around us. We don't ask ourselves, why is the metzias a metzias? That's not science. Science can ask, maybe there's a metzias that's causing this metzias. But the bottom line is going to be some sort of metzias that's chok v'layavar. That's it. That's light travels at this speed. And my only chakira of why in that is maybe there's a law that governs that. But I'm always going to come against the brick wall. I'm looking for the brick wall that everything slams against. So what's the speed of light, how much bodies pull at each other, v'chein hola, v'chein hola. That's one tefisa of a person. A second tefisa, the world of philosophy, ideas, liberal arts, whatever you want to call it, that's a certain tefisa of what would be good, what would be right, and so on. It starts with my understanding, and I try to shape the metzias to that understanding. And it's a certain idea, ideal. It's, that's where it starts from, and that's what it is. Those are two tefisas in chachma, two very basic tefisas in chachma that a person has. One is the metzias is brick. It's a brick wall. And my Havana is a Havana of the metzias. The second understanding is, my understanding is the oimik of Chachma, how am I malbashit on the world around? How am I mesada the room to look nice? How do I organize people to be efficient? What's a good way to deal with people? V'chein hala. It starts with a certain tfisa and understanding, and I impose that on the world and try to make the world evolve to it. Those are, when we talk about chachma, yediyah, understanding, those are two basic tefisas. The tefisa of Umas Ha'ilam, about the world around, about religion, about anything that you want to call toiv and ra, is a philosophy. This is what's right to do. This is what you ought to do. This is something that is a good way to make the world. That's the tfisa of Umas Oilam. That's a tfisa that anyone who was a little more dehoiben could have had before Matan Torah, before Har Sinai. It's a fine thing. It's not emes. It's not emes because just if I would say a statement that light tends to go at a certain speed, it's good for light to go at a certain speed, that statement is not true because I'm taking something that's be'etzim and making it a mikra. Instead of understanding this is choik v'leyaver, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made chukim in the Bria, so what I'm doing is I'm taking something like that and making like that. So that's an evus of the emes. It's distorting the emes. So too, when a person takes toiv and ra, and he makes it into ideal, a good way, the way we speak about it, a good way to live your life, an ideal way to live your life, and the chulu, all of those, I'm taking something that's not right, and rather I'm dressing it up in as something which is not what it really is. It's much deeper than that. The Maral says that the world was waiting for Yom Hashishi. It was Tolef of Vav Sivan. If the world would be mekabelit Torah, then the Bria would last. If not. So the Maral says so that means that Torah is embedded in Maisa Bracious. Torah is not to be seen as a layer on top of Maisa Bracious, but Torah is to be seen as something which is in the in the very Metzias itself of the Bria. A dogma. We mekabel oil malchus shemayim. So we speak by Kodesh Baruch Hu. We mekabel oil mitzvahs. So that's very strange. Oil mitzvahs is vehoya. If you do good, mutter and yevula and everything is wonderful. If you don't do good, vavadatem and so on and so forth. That doesn't sound to me like an oil mitzvahs. That sounds to me like an incentive program. The very core of our Kabbalah of mitzvahs is for schar and einish. I mean, yes, schar and einish are necessary, and it's always it's the first step. But how is that Kabbalah's oil? If anything, it's if you want to, then good, not. Like Gemara says that they have to be tnai kafel when by the tzivuyim because. A person could think if you do it, you get schar, and if not, no schar, no einish. Where is there a Kabbalah's oil? The answer is because we don't understand what mitzvahs are be'etzim. Mitzvahs be'etzim are the mitzias panemius of the Bria. The schar and the einish that comes with mitzvahs is not the schar and einish of a reward or incentive. It's rather like telling a person, if you stand outside, you're going to catch a cold. Not in Florida, not in Miami, but where I come from. So the pshat is not, it's an einish. I once, Lolenu, my brother lives in Hanof, and there was a boy there many years ago who got off a tender and was run over by the tender. Terrible tragedy. And my nephew came home, and the way he said over the story was that Ingela went into the kvish, Shalei Beshus, like he did wrong on the kvish, and a car came and gave him a patch as a punishment. That was the way he described. That's not the tzur of mitzvahs. the hatzlacha of doing it with of doing mitzvahs and the kisholoin of not doing mitzvahs is because be'etzem mitzvahs are the pnimius of the world. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzin was a world to be mekayim mitzvahs, so just like his ratzin pnimi is the mitzias of teva, so the speed of light and all of the phenomena that we're familiar with that are called choik v'liavar, those are in yonim that are the atzmius, it's the mitzias of the world. So kol shekein, the inyanim that was the siba for that mitzias, the siba for the hi or, and the siba for the rakia, and the siba for all these things are certainly part of the world that's called chayk. That's the mitzias, and b'meila, the world of mitzvahs is the world of the pnimistic mitzias of the world. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu given us mitzvahs because we accepted it and we wanted it, then the tzura of the mitzvahs would have been a rotzen of a person. Sach hakol, that's what I got. I wanted. All the umas were asked. We were asked and we said we'd love to take it. So what I got was b'toras matana. There's nothing in its nesina that gives over that sense that even if I weren't to like it, I still would have to do it. In other words, me being mekabelit, b'teiras that I want it, would mean that what I'm being mekabel is some of my ideals. I looked at mitzvahs, I thought they're wonderful, and I said, I'll take it. That would mean that we wouldn't get mitzvahs. Kafalim haki gigis is the gufa mitzvah. It's not the pshat. It was needed to give. It was needed in order to make us take it. But even if we take it willingly, we need to understand that what we're getting here is a ve'im lav shamtei kurashem. That means that what we're accepting is the mitzvahs. If there wouldn't be that tzad in it, then there's nothing in what we accepted, because my accepting itself doesn't give it a shem hechreach. The shem hechreach, the shem choik, the shem something that it's a mitzias, that's something that is built into the etzem. In the kfiya, the Kavdan Haki Gigas tells me that this is the Mitzias. I want to go back to Arina Shaila and talk about it a little bit. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. The emuna that a yid is mechuyevin is not the way we understand it. Like, if I ask a person, Lahavdol of Abdullahs, what's your philosophy? I'm a communist. I believe in it with all my heart and soul. So our understanding is, we, that Loya Lane, this person believes in terrible things, just about Avolam, I believe in Emes. But my understanding is, the word believe means the same thing for both of us. That's the way I'm taifasim. So if a person believes in Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a midah tova in my nefesh that I'm, this is what I subscribe to. The mitzvah of emunah is to deher the Ribbono Shel Olam as mitzias itself. It means just like, so a scientist, when he's probing something, so sometimes it's not clear. So then we use the word behashala, I believe, to sort of be able to be teifus a little bit. It's a way of describing a not fully convinced. So we use the word "I believe," but it has no shaykhes to what we're talking about. It just means that the proof is not fully in, but it's noted to that. That's what it means. When a person, once somebody's oimed, that this is clearly this is it, then he's toifes it as a metzias. He's toifes it, this is the reality. It's not because, but rather this is it. And my only use of chachma is to say to myself, lefize, what can I do with it? If this is the speed of light, then how do I use it to measure something? How do I do this? How do I do that? There is no, once I'm aiming on something, that this is the basic chayk in the Bria, then chachma is only to learn up from it for something else, to be b'dam milsa l'milsa, to say, to make nafkaminis lefize, this could work, this can't work, the other can't work. There's no makam anymore to be oimid and say why once I've reached rock bottom. The mitzvah of emunah, anoichi avaya lekecha, means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is metzias. It the seder apsukim is anoichi. Anoichi is the most pnimistic inyan we can talk about. It's not even a shame kaddish. We have zero ability. We don't have a name for it. It's a noichi. Havaya yudke vavke is the most cloistic, biggest gilu of a kaddish baruch hu. Elekecha is a kaddish baruch hu, is ashkoch and the bria and being done and so on and so forth. Hasidim mitzayim is the personal connection to each person. It goes from top to bottom. So Anoichi means the tfis in Ribbono Shel Olam as this is where it starts. This is the rock bottom of everything. Everything else, that's already a hemshech ad. So the mitzvah of emunah, it doesn't lie in the tzivu to yes believe, not believe. The mitzvah of emunah is a certain understanding that when I'm teifes something, I'm teifes it as a metzias. The Sfasemis, when he was a young boy, I think it was bar mitzvah maybe, when the Kotzko was nifta, his grandfather Glusharim took him twice to see him. He was a very young boy, and it was a difficult journey. I don't know who it was, protested Glusharim, what they won't understand anyway, and he said, let them see an ish emes, a varayit, once in life. So as Hasemis said over, he remembered an incident. He was there twice. So once he was 10, I think the other time was 12. So a very, very young age. And he said, someone came in and said that the Kotzko Rebbe's coat had been stolen. Someone stole the coat. And the Rebbe said, a pella that someone steals anything here? It's Hefka Velt over here. And the Kotzko said, Hefka Velt? It says loisignoivu. And he said, like Sfasem said, when he said it, it was like unthinkable how somebody could take something. He said it's like somebody would say the table picked itself up and walked away. His tfisa in the world of mitzvahs was a mitzias muchletis. And if it says so, then it says. A person... Let's take it a little bit to the world of mitzvahs. A person has a nisayon to take something shloi b'yoisha. He could do something and get money that's not yashvistik. So there's a nisayon. Nisayon is should I not do it? The person who's a maimon is going to say to himself, you know, and it's not going to be so pleasant, you know, and the person uses that. That's a tfisa. But the real tfisa is, there is no such thing. There's nothing. You know, b'chatzi yom av yazvenu, it says the pasuk. Ekara dogar v'lo yolod, b'chatzi yom av yazvenu. There is no such thing. A person never has what's not his. If we understood the olam ha-mitzvahs, with emunadik, the way we're supposed to understand it, so then it wouldn't be oila ladas, because there's no way to get something that's not yours. And the same way that this person not nogea, you know, in something that's not his, in a mali nima, a person would have that teher. So the mitzvah of anoich Hashem lekecha was the gilui that every mitzias, everything in the Torah is not just suggestion. It's not just right and good in the sense that we usually take right and good. It's not that there'll be schar and einish for it. It's a deher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the mitzias. When it says in the psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai, what it means is there was a mitzias that was beyond. The mitzias of Ruchnias, the world of Tov and Ra, were values up there. A good Tayyid, a good person, applies those values to this world and thereby makes himself a hecher person. So, the mashal, a kid in a low grade decides he wants to act like a bar mitzvah bacha. So he takes on hanhagas of bar mitzvah bacha. So we say it doesn't apply to him, but it's definitely hanhagas of somebody older, cheshiva, better. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on the har means that he was megala. Yom Hashishi was megala that this is the mitzias of this world. So the mitzvah of emuna is not that we believe. Obviously, if a person is not a maimon, then just saying it's a mitzvah is not going to do it. It's rather the very mitzias. It's the tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tfisa of Ein Oid Molvadoi is not just the tfisa on other koiches. It's going on Torah itself, that the chiyuvim and the yisurim and so on of Torah are something that is what the core of the mitzias is. It says, Rashi says, but Allah HaMashiach Mesinai means that you can't be medame milsa to something else. The chilek of Torah that was given to us afterwards, and has timim, so anything that has a tam, I could be done. And I could use the word kal v'chaymer on it. I could say kal v'chaymer, because if I understand the mechanism, I can understand where it applies and why this would be more chomer, this is more kal. Halacha Moshim is Sinai's are not given to learning from it. And the reason is because it came to me as a mitzias. And a mitzias, there's no kashas, there's no svaras, there's no... Halacha Moshim is the chelik Torah that remained that way. That there was no nishma afterwards. It was kula given as nasa. Torah itself was given as nasa, and then there was a nishma. The nishma means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there were megala, a certain level of sichlius, which allows us to be done, to be mashve, to and so on. Once we understand this halacha is because of this, it comes from here, and this is the gedorim, and so on and so forth. That so the nasa came first. The nishma is that we're able to work with it. Ki'ilu, we have a shtikl balabatishkeit over it. We're able to understand it with time adava. Anything that remained, halacha meshiv sinai means it was given nasadik. It was given as, this is the way it is, and there's no makom for hakiris and trishis and svaras behind it. Al kaponim, it's, I mean, you know, when we talk about emunah, we tend to think about people believing God, not believing God, hashgacha pratis, not hashgacha pratis, and many things like that. Emuna, in its core, is the aside of kol haTorah kula. It's what's my tfisa in Torah. Anoich Hashem Elokecha is the tfisa in every single mitzvah. That it starts with a nasa means not just that we're obeying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nasa means this is the world of Asiya. This is the Metzias, the way we understand it. Nishma means that we can dehear certain things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to understand certain things. Do this because of this. Maybe we could learn from it. We could be Madame Milsa Milsa and so on. But the Yisayda Yisaydas of Emunah, especially for us, has a lot to do with how a Teifis Mitzvahs, how a Teifis the world of Teiv Ra, not as an addition to the physical Metzias, but as the Yisayda Nishayas of physical Metzias. In as much as, even though Baruch Hashem, everyone here are people that are Oisik Mitoich Ave, Mitoich Ratzin, and that's certainly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, but we still need to understand that even if we didn't agree, what we're agreeing to is the real Metzias, that it's a Metzias that will get its way no matter what. And Bezes Hashem, we should be Zeicha to have the strength of conviction, the type of the hair of the world of mitzvahs that's nasadik, which means that it avoids nisyonis. It means that what's the havamina that it should work? It's not going to work. If it's usur, it's just not going to be. That's that if we're able for zeicha, in as much as we're zeicha to that have ramuna, that makes a difference in that way. And we should be zeicha to the nishma, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, once we understand and recognize that this is the Metzias itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be a shutif tit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be part of it, and to deher what's the oimik, what are some of the oimik and the time adava behind those mitzvahs.
Yeah, yes.